seem to have this attraction to working, you know, looking back at composers.
Well, you know, I look back at composers, but not for the purpose of trying to emulate them.
Uh-huh.
But only to be inspired by them.
Right, right, right.
Because many of those composers, they spent so much time refining their techniques and their qualitative methods, till I feel it's educational for me to observe what they have done.
Right, sure. No, one of the things that, you know, every time I revisit the clarinet sonata, and I've been really listening to it every day and really studying it carefully, and I'm actually really amazed at how it's very much your voice. You know, it doesn't sound anything like Brahms, but there's, you know, that there's still these references present, and that's basically what I'm writing about, is how, you know, yes, there are these borrowings, but it's a different piece, it's a different context, different meaning, different syntax, different harmonies, different melodies, you know, all of those things. So I'm
glad you discovered some, what I discovered. My teacher told me that Brahms' first symphony was as mature as Beethoven's ninth.
Mm, mm.
And that was because he was studying music for years before he wrote his first symphony. You know, he played for singers. They're accumulative. Abilities that he required before he wrote his first symphony showed up. And to say that his first symphony as mature as his Beethoven's ninth, that's a big statement, you know?
Right, right.
But I think it's true, though.
Yeah, I understand that he actually put off writing his first symphony until, he deliberately, he you know, when people asked him, well, where's your symphony? You know, you're a composer.
Right.
You have to do a symphony. But he really put it off until later in his career because he wanted it to be, he wanted it to be really, really good. And he didn't want to go through the painful process of, you know, writing something that wasn't quite there. And, you know.
Right. You know that also, right?
Yeah, I read that somewhere in the past couple of years. I don't remember where.
Yeah, that's thanks for telling me that. I never heard it just put that way, you know. But and I like to believe that's why my piece doesn't sound like Brahms, because I was trying to prepare myself to write it for years. You know?
Right, right. No, I understand.
Yeah,
that's a nice parallel, actually. I like that.
Thank you.